Hello, welcome to Minty Mondays, a space where you can get a fresh start for the week. Sunday nights can be hard, and Monday mornings can be even harder. I'm just here to try to help you start off the week with a little motivation and a little hope to get you unstuck from whatever situation you're in. This episode, I want to talk about victimhood and empathy. Everyone is going through something. That is the saying. You're supposed to be kind and empathetic to people going through their pain. But what are we supposed to do when that person starts draining you, affecting your mood, your relationships, and your life in general? I am not talking about the people that we know who need 24-hour care or have recently suffered a trauma. I am talking about the people that we know who are constantly going through stuff, real, imagined, or exaggerated. The constant posts and the constant complaining. When everything is always wrong with them and they need your sympathy and attention all the time. The people who lose it if you can't give them the attention that they're used to. The people who lose it when you call them out, and the people who lose it when they can't help themselves because they don't really try to help themselves. How much of you are you supposed to give? And if you give after a certain point, are you helping or hindering? You know, and all of our friends and family members do go through things. And that is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the people who are constantly putting their stuff out there, putting their negative stuff out there. The people who are constantly putting themselves in painful situations. The people who have suffered or say they're suffering and do not try to overcome. There is a difference between the people we love that suffer and try to overcome and change and see the light, and the people who choose to stay down. I have been in certain situations where I have had to stop. That I had given and given and given, and it got to a point that I realized if I gave any more, it would not help that person. Because the next week, they would still need and need and need. And I felt after some point, I was being used. Not even just for things or for help, but just the attention that I was giving them. They were thriving off of it, I felt. I was being drained. And I think that at some point, those people start relishing in that. And I think that they do not realize that the people around them, when they give them attention and help constantly, that it drains them. That their attention and the love that they feel in that situation is draining and hurting the people around them. If you are helping a friend to a point where it is making you feel bad, if you're stressed, if it's affecting your relationships, your pocketbook, you physically, like you can't sleep, you've gained weight, or if you've broken out, and if you aren't having enough time to fill your cup, you need to stop. If your friend is trying to overcome something, then that is different. Sometimes they need help to step on up. If your family member needs constant care, that's one thing. But no matter what, you can't pour from an empty cup. I have empathy, and so do most people. But you you know, most people get to a point when they absolutely feel nothing and they cannot give anymore. And it is hard to overcome that as a person who is giving. To tell that person there is nothing more you can do for them. You cannot give of yourself anymore. It is hard to have those difficult conversations. I knew a woman who her coworker was constantly complaining about a situation at home, constantly venting, and the woman was trying to help her all the time, to the point where she was so stressed out about going to work that she was looking for advice from people, that she work was no longer enjoyable and she didn't know what to do. And I told her she should write everything in a letter, including the resources that that woman would need, and tell her that she's there when she wants help, but you can't talk about it anymore, and give her the letter and drop it. Because at some point, we have to drop it. And I've been in situations where I've had to take what that person needed, find them outside resources, and be like, here you go. I can't help you anymore. And I know that's hard, and a lot of people don't like to hear that. But you have to protect yourself. Because if you don't, how are you going to move forward? If you do not have enough energy, if you do not have enough in your cup, how are you going to fulfill your goals? How are you going to make time for your relationships, the positive ones that fill your cup? How are you going to take care of your responsibilities? Sometimes friends drain you to the point that I'm married and have children, that they take away time from my spouse and my children, and that's just not acceptable. And we all need to realize that everyone has their limits. And if you are the one that's in victimhood, please, if you do not see the light, you need to make your own. Complaining on social media all the time is not normal. Complaining to coworkers is not normal. Complaining all the time is not normal and will make you feel worse. You need to start moving forward or changing the things in your life to make whatever situation you're in easier or improve it. If your kids are constantly sick for months, maybe you need to do a real deep clean, give them supplements, do something. If you're having problems in your relationship, go to counseling. If you hate your job, try to get a new one. If you complain that you're fat all the time, which people do, try to lose weight. If you complain that you're too thin all the time, try to gain some muscle. If you're constantly complaining and you're not moving forward, people will notice. Okay? At some point, either you have taken everything from everyone or you have nothing to give. Do not get lost in your empathy and do not get into the victim cycle. The victim cycle is where helping is hindering. When you help someone, ask if it's hindering them. That is how you know. And yes, sometimes we do need to help people and it might hinder them a little bit. But if you have a plan and they have a plan to overcome whatever situation they are in, and it is just a stepping stone to move them forward, I would say to take that leap. But at the same time, you don't want to help someone so much that they're addicted to the help. Okay? Now for your call to action. I pull an affirmation, a quote, and a challenge for the week out of a bag. Use them as you wish. Well, the quote is, "For what it's worth, it's never too late to be whoever you want to be. I hope you live a life you're proud of, and if you find that you're not, I hope you have the strength to start over." That's from F. Scott Fitzgerald. The challenge is, it's a health investment. Take vitamins. Take a new vitamin if you already take vitamins. Bring them to work with you. Leave them at work if you're constantly forgetting them. Or set an alarm on your phone to remind yourself to take them. Buy ankle weights or weighted vest and wear them to work if you can. Have fruit for a snack. A small side of veggies or mixed veggies. And mix them into your meal. So just passive health. I know a lot of us overlook things and we just forget to take care of ourselves. So please remember to do so. And the affirmation is, even if I fall back one day, I won't be stuck forever. Even if I fall back one day, I won't be stuck forever. Have an amazing week. Remember your positive qualities. Focus on your positive goals. Thanks for getting fresh with me. Talk to you next week on Minty Mondays.